Sean Kelly, we're out here in Strasbourg, and now during this plenary session, you're going to be giving your views on the European Commission proposals for energy to tackle the energy crisis, including price caps. Can you tell me now, what are the MEPs saying about those proposals?
I think in general they're reacting pretty positively. Everybody knows that Russia has to be basically reined in as far as possible, and going back since the start of the war, there was a decision taken at European level to cut out coal and oil as soon as possible, and gas in due course. But of course then Putin reacted and he said he was going to cut off the gas to Europe, and that created panic. And then of course we had the sabotaging of the Nord Stream pipelines, which of course again caused major disruption, and of course led to an environmental terrible outcome as well. So they are very much in favour of reducing the cost to businesses and to householders, and doing everything we can in that regard. Firstly, in relation to windfall taxes, I think we would all welcome that. It's absolutely immoral that companies who are supplying electricity would be making huge profits on the back of people barely existing and being able to pay for them. So we would certainly welcome that, and I think it will happen. I hope that the windfall taxes will get gale force, the windfall profits will get gale force taxes. That's the way we'd like to see it. And I think it is estimated we could make anything up to 180 billion by doing that, and that will be distributed amongst the member states. The minister in Ireland, Minister Ryan, has said that we would probably gain up to 2 billion, which would be most welcome to alleviate hard working and hard pressed householders and businesses. So that's something we would welcome. And then, of course, you have the whole question of putting a cap on the price of gas. That is more complicated, but they are looking at ways of doing that at the moment.
Tell me a little bit more about the windfall taxes. What are the companies in Ireland, do you think, the type of companies in Ireland that should be hit with this windfall tax?
Well, companies, first of all, there are companies who are providing electricity through gas and sometimes oil or coal. They obviously have to be hit. But also there are companies who have renewable energy mainly as their source, and they're getting the same price as the others. And of course, the price of wind and sun hasn't gone up because that is free, so their costs wouldn't have gone up that much. They'd probably have some costs definitely where they have needed backup and so forth, but definitely the companies of that nature right across Europe have had it too good over the last few months, and it's time to rein them in and put a proper tax on them, and I think that's something everybody would welcome.
What about, as well, helping consumers to pay these enormous bills now that people are getting? It's unclear yet how the windfall taxes would actually be distributed. What's your own view about, say, take Ireland, for example? How should those windfall taxes be redistributed? Who should benefit from them?
Those who are suffering most, householders and businesses who may have to close. I've already seen a number of businesses close, small SMEs, cafes and so forth, who couldn't afford electricity. So they have to get the benefit. But I presume at member state level it will go into the overall pot, but it must be seen to be distributed, not just gobbled up in the state's coffers. So I think it will be very important in Ireland in particular, when we do get that money, be it 2, maybe 3 billion, that we would see exactly that it's going to where it's supposed to go, and that's the hard-pressed consumer.